We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Jess Hilarious. Envy is off today, and we got a special guest in the building. Mr. Shameik Moore is here.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you and Jess related?
No.
We have the same last name. We could have been, yeah.
We could be.
Because he fine and I'm fine, so you already know what's up.
Look at that. Yeah.
It's the melanin
that's in the blood.
Where you from, Shameik?
My family's from Jamaica. I was raised in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So no connections to Maryland. Baltimore.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No. But I might have family. And where you say your family's from?
Jamaica.
Yeah, you know, you know what? My family is too, Mike. They you might see, be.
Why? Mm. Why? You
know,
why?
I don't know.
Why tell that lie? For no reason. I mean, just for no reason.
How does it feel to be back on Spider-Man? Like, to be doing it again?
You know, I'm 28. I feel like it's a... I'm understanding the phrase, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
That came from Uncle Ben.
Yeah, that came from Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
But you know, Miles is wearing the mask right now, so it's hitting me in a different way in my reality. I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be useful in that way for like I have nephews that can't watch anything I'm in except Spider-Verse.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it expands my reach, and yeah, I'm taking the opportunity very seriously.
I love the Spider-Verse movies. I often wonder though, like, you know, with Miles Morales coming to the actual MCU, do you feel like, yo, I should have that role? I mean, you're not entitled to anything,
yeah,
of course.
I'm not entitled to anything. I'm gonna stay humble, but absolutely, I'm putting in my work. I'm putting in my work, so.
Have you auditioned?
I don't think they're in a space to audition. I think right now, Sony, Marvel, whoever's in control, you know, they have mm-hmm. they have a franchise that's making money. They have Miles Morales' story. They have Tom Holland's story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if both things are working, why stop the revenue? Exactly. You know, so. But when it's time to make that crossover, hopefully I'm in a place where where the people watching the film support the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of me playing that role.
Do you like doing animated films more than live action films?
I think the conjunction is a nice space.
Yeah.
You know, I think if I was just doing animation, I wouldn't be fulfilled, not even a little
bit. Right.
But a movie like this is definitely fulfilling because of how, I mean, it's kind of scary. Even the idea of like where AI is right now and where it's going, and then how good animations are becoming. Like this movie specifically, there's some moments. Daniel Kaluuya has a spider person in this movie called Spider-Punk. And when when that character hits the screen, it's like, it almost looks real. Like, it's freaky. It's freaky. So, yeah.
What leaves you not feeling fulfilled about animation? Is it the fact that people don't know, it might not know it's you?
I think that might have something to do with it. I think I like to see, I am fulfilled, don't get me wrong. I don't think I've been compensated as well as I have for Spider-Verse. I don't think, again, it has the reach, you know, I'm more, that's my biggest role right now, you know, so I am fulfilled, like, let's be clear, I'm thankful, I'm humbled by the opportunity, especially now, more than, you know, our second interviews, like, now it definitely means something more to me, and I'm understanding what the opportunity is, but I enjoy the experience looking at myself on the Get Down, you know, or on Dope or Wu-Tang. I like that, you know, I like that. So
If you just do animations, it does kind of like limit your range because you're not being seen, but then also, you're not being seen. You're just being heard. But and there's so many things that you can do, like wild, crazy characters, and you can kind of. You can go over the top with animations, but we don't get to see your range visually when it comes to that. So I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about that. Working with Daniel Kaluuya and Issa Rae. How's that?
Ooh, I love doing press with them. You know why? I throw on the shades. I get busy with my fits.
There's no.
I just like that energy that get to come out when I'm next to them. But I love. Don't get me wrong. It's not. I'm not really a. I'm all about humanity in its entirety. So I'm not somebody that's like, you know, us over them or I think it's a together thing. So I'm acknowledging when I'm next to, you know, another guy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I can appreciate their greatness, you know, and their beauty just shines through and I'm next to them and it's not no like you versus me energy is just like, dang, we got a Spider-Man movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's projected at this much. Like, they're talking about 110 million possibly in the first two days. Like, that's, to me, them numbers, when I'm 12, I couldn't even imagine. Like, you know, so.
How much of that you getting, though?
That's the conversation, brother.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Conversation. Because I heard you say that earlier. You don't feel like you're being compensated.
Yeah. No, I am being compensated.
But not like you should be, probably.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I get 5% of that type of money.
You need to be. You know what I'm so you want some back end, is what you say.
You know, one step at a time. I don't want to, you know, but
I got you.
I made these deals when I was 21. Mm. I'm 28. I'm being well taken care of. Yeah. But, you know, it's about infrastructure and building something and being an example at this point. And I'm just excited to be in this position more than anything.
Do you get excited when you see those big numbers? Because the first movie did what?
400 million, 300, crazy.
So when you see that, you look at your check and be like, well, what's up, man?
Yeah. Because you're excited for the movie, but you'd be like, oh, all right.
400 million? 400 M's?
Exactly. So I think I'm inspired because I get to work with Chris, Phil, Kemp, Bob, and all the, you know, I get to have conversations and dinners and I'm a part of the process. I'm learning, you know, even working with Baz Luhrmann on the Get Down, it was the same thing. Same thing with Dope, working with Pharrell and et cetera. Like I get to learn, you know, and I'm making money. More money than my family was bathing with buckets in Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Lithonia, Georgia. I used to have two pairs of sneakers. Like, that's you know, the kind of money, like, we can get, we can really have a financial conversation because I'm that's where I'm at in my mind. Mm-hmm. But as far as me feeling like I'm not being taken care of, I could never say that because, you know, my life is good. I can't hold you. Right. But when I'm able to see, like, okay, Sony made X, Y, and Z, my mind can be like, I know the formula. You know, so as I'm developing my production company and my own films and et cetera, I can kind of, I understand the equation better, and I can only do that by paying attention and staying in my lane and being thankful for the opportunities. You know, I would never go to nobody like, no, I need this right now. Yeah. Like, you know, I am the actor, and not only that, my brand is expanding. I am good where I'm at.
I wonder if the respect is there. I mean, of course, I'm sure it is from Sony, but I wonder if they feel like I can get anybody to do the voiceover. Like, I'm talking about in voice acting, period. Is there respect there?
I mean, yeah. I carry myself in a way that a creative person is going to... I'm a creative, you know? So, you know, the people in charge, they're not... They're nothing but loving and, you know, I wouldn't have the role if they didn't connect to or respect me. I mean, they're... You know what I mean? People audition to play Miles Morales, you know what I'm saying, that are more successful than me at the time or now, you know what I'm saying? Or parents are more, or born into it or whatever. Like, it feels like I was bitten by that spider in real life, you know?
Did you see Dr. Umar on IG telling everybody not to go see the movie because Black Spider-Man is interested in the Snow Bunny?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got it right here if you need me to read it to you. Hold on, let me... I never have no problem reading good old Dr. Umar.
This is a real thing.
What, you think we make up stuff?
I totally thought you was making this up.
No.
Hey, yo, no. I actually love that, though. I just totally said the same thing.
I thought we was past this. I thought we was past this entirely. You know what I'm saying?
Jungle Fever. I just saw this Black Spider-Man cartoon trailer, and it appeared that Spidey is crushing up on his Snow Bunny sidekick. Please don't tell me our children are going to go to the movies just to see a black superhero bunny hopping on the big screen. Can someone confirm if these two are romantically involved?
You know what I can confirm? I can confirm that this story is about why we wear that mask, you know, and it's bigger than just the Spidey. You can look at it as a... You can look at it as like Spider-Man, but I relate everything to my reality, you know. That mask for me could be basketball, it could be acting, it could be, you know, having your own radio show or whatever it is. So these characters are looking past that mask. You know, Gwen and Miles are representing something that's bigger. They're representing humanity. Their specific story is about spiders and their superhero lives and whatever, but... Right. In this film, we get to see, like, it's bigger than that, you know? And it's hard to really, like, I know because I've walked the Black experience where Dr. Umar is coming from and the key about it amongst us or whatever. But, like, you know, brother, look how, this is unity, you know what I'm saying? Right. The world that we live in, the world that we walk in, especially in New York, it's not just Black, it's not just white, it's not just Asian, it's a mixing pot, and that's why this movie... It's special. That's why the kids are gonna go watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's about writing your own story. It's not about somebody telling you, you know, how your story's supposed to go and what's acceptable. Like, live your life like that. Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? What you look like telling people not to go watch a movie about loving yourself and loving those that love you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And having a future and being intentional.
And then Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
And then it's Spider-Man. It's, like, you know, look at where we at right now.
Right.
Like, let's talk. Listen, we can't talk about inclusion and diversity and progress and then get mad when we get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yo, let's talk about if we want, you know, some beautiful Black love story animations and et cetera. Cool. That this movie allows that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go make something else. Dr. Umar can write something. You know, what do you?
That would be fantastic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about original IP. That's where diversity is going. That's where inclusivity is going. You know, right now I'm playing Spider-Man. Like, how dare you?
And that's really, really big, and I love it.
Yeah.
Before you get out of here, when are we getting a fashion line? Because you with this style, that's what
you're rocking with.
You really, really love fashion. You love, well, ain't even gonna say love fashion. You have your own style and it's very dope and very you.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Thank
it's,
you.
It could result in a line. It could translate in a line. What you thinking?
That's a part of the goal, a part of my like next 5 years and whatnot. Okay. But I don't really want anybody to know it's my line. I think it could get in the way of it, but
I got you.
I think as people are wearing it, mm-hmm. eventually I'll reveal some of the things that are my businesses that are prospering.
Oh, you got a line out now?
No, we're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I could just see it anyway. I didn't even know that he did, mm-hmm. but I could just see it because his style is always different and just unique. You know what I mean? So I could see that for you.
How hard is it for Shameik to show up nowadays without the mask on?
Without the mask on, I feel like one of my superpowers is vulnerability. I don't know that I have on a mask right now.
Mm-hmm.
I answered every question you just asked me with complete heart and transparency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
All right.
I think relatability is the real task for me, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where that matters, like how I communicate certain thoughts or how I communicate with my energy and whatnot.
That's interesting though, because you have to accept that you're different. Like we all have to accept we're different.
Mm-hmm.
So what is relatability really? You know?
To me, it's like it's how I say things. Like I could be very. Our last interview is a great example. Very confident. You mm-hmm. know, I'm raised that way. You know?
Oh, they hate. I remember that. They hated you. They thought you was too cocky.
But they loved it. They love you. Mm-hmm. You look back. Everything they hated then, they loved afterwards when mm-hmm. they saw the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I leave it at that. But that's my point. I could have spoke differently.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel how I feel about myself. But
it's growth.
It's growth. Yeah. Evolution. You know.
How do you feel about the Wu-Tang saga being over?
Thankful. I'm ready for the next step.
That's right.
Oh, wait. How was the filming the last season? Did you feel like y'all put a button on it the right way?
Yeah, like I'm, you know, me and OG, we connected, we locked in, you know, we got other stuff, you know, on the table. He's
talk about RZA?
RZA.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's like literally my mentor, mm-hmm. like uncle, whatever. Like he, you know, he's coming to the Spider-Man premiere, leaving Australia just to fly to the premiere.
That's so amazing.
Make sure he's there and whatnot for me. So mm-hmm. like that's the kind of.
Yeah.
It's like that name has been introduced to a whole new generation now. Because you got you with the Wu-Tang saga.
Yeah.
Rihanna and ASAP just named their kid RZA.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy.
Would you rather do a sequel to Dope or another season to Get Down? What would you rather do?
I would probably, I think at where I'm at right now, mm-hmm. I would do Dope because the Get Down is like more... I think I can go more into like a nerdy role and show some more range right now. I think, I could do that on camera. Do something more lighthearted.
Is that something you want to do? You want to do like a drama or something?
Ooh, I need a romance film. I need a horror film. Mm-hmm. I need a detective film. I need a superhero live action film. Those are my four right now. I know I definitely see. I just did a comedy, so that's, you know, on its way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cause I want to see another Dope.
Oh, you want to see another Dope?
I do. I really do.
You want to be in it?
I do. Right. But I was coming. I was building up. Shut up. Damn. But yes, I would love to see and be in Dope.
Word.
Did you try out for Dope too? Try out for the first one?
I did.
What damn, Jess. Mm-hmm.
I don't. Yo, you know what? We be trying to come at me, yo. Because, like, we'll have actors up here, and I mm-hmm. think I'm doing too much by saying that I'm always auditioning because I ain't really getting none. And that's, you
have
to relax.
Been getting roles.
You need to relax.
You do be getting roles. You just ain't got none of the ones that's been up here.
I ain't got none of the ones that been up here.
That's all.
I think I should stop saying that. Yeah, audition for that.
auditions, man. You know what I mean? Auditions I'll do a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up like that. I might do 100 auditions that year and get two.
And get to,
You know what I'm saying?
It's a struggle at times. And sometimes for me, it can be discouraging, you know, a lot or whatever. But I just, you know, I just keep on. But it's good. That's why I love to sit down with, you know, the youths and, you know, just to see how y'all handle things like that. Like, but I just heard you say you do 100 and you get two, you know, so.
Yeah. I have an issue or something I'm overcoming is just rejection in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Giving myself up, doing my best, and it's up to someone else to determine whether or not I'm good enough.
Right.
That's why I've It's like when I get the opportunity, my soul goes into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that I do get other people in the positions of, you know, I guess power and acting or you know, producing films or et cetera to want me, you know? So yeah, that would be my only thing. When you do, you know, get a role that you're happy with, just really like really, really go there.
Yeah.
So it's just people calling your phone.
Yeah.
That doesn't determine whether you're good or not, though.
Just I know that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just wasn't the person that for that moment.
That's right. That's right. 100%. 100%.
Both of which y'all said was true for real. But yeah, you have to really give your all in these roles. That's a real thing.
I meant
thing.
That for Shameek. I didn't mean that for you.
What?
When I said, never mind. Listen.
It's universal.
So sick of this.
Shameek Moore, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. When is it in the theaters?
June 2nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
June 2nd. It's Shameek Moore. It's The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.